East Coast Breakfast.
The first time I met the unofficial mayor of Durban was when I was following him on my bike on Amashova, and he was in a cow's outfit and he was pulling an ice cream. You know the ice cream bicycle?
Yeah.
He was cycling the ice cream bicycle
and then
he was still chowing me on the hills.
Oh, you were not trying the ice cream.
No, was
that? That's I thought that was happening.
I thought that was a story.
Yeah, me too.
That's why you were following so closely.
You got chowed again.
Yeah. Okay. So, Gord, you're always at these things. You're always doing these things. You're always getting involved. And so when I heard you say you're going to be running your first Comrades, I was like, nah, how could that be? But before we get to why you're running the Comrades Marathon, how has your preparation been going? People that say using this word tapering.
Yes.
So I actually looked at my program this morning. I've got a fantastic coach up in Johannesburg and he's been training me and sending me all sorts of things. Listening to Shane Array on the radio the other day talking about her preparation certainly rings a bell. We tired. It's been a long time coming, but can't believe it's 6 days away. It's going to be a fantastic day out. The weather is looking a bit dodge, but rather rain than sun. Too much sun, should I say. But no, the preparation's gone well. I'm feeling strong. I'm pretty fit. And really just looking forward to the day.
Yeah, we know you're fit. You're fit.
We can see. But you are doing the Comrades Marathon this year for a really beautiful, good cause. Please tell us more about why you are running this year.
So I've got three big events this year. That's what I tend to do. As I mentioned earlier, I like to bite off more than I can chew and then chew really fast. So this year, obviously, Comrades, it all seems to be a wildlife theme. Conservation, you know, saving the wildlife for our kids and our grandkids. You know, we don't want to be seeing rhinos in books. We want to be seeing them real life. So when I saw the charities for Comrades, I thought the Honorary Rangers is a phenomenal charity. So definitely running for them. Raised a lot of money for Choc in my time. Yeah. And although they're one of the official sponsors, I thought I'd spread their love a little bit.
Yes.
They do phenomenal work. A friend of mine's the chairman. And I really love it. And then July, we've got Run for Rangers, which is 100Ks through Babunangu Game Reserve.
Yeah.
And that's literally raising money for the rangers. You know, we've got protect the pangolin, protect the penguins, protect the elephants, protect the rhinos. But who are the guys on the ground, guys and girls on the ground, actually doing the work? And that's why we need to raise awareness for them. Very often they're trekking, and that's where the race was born from, is a guy called Harry Bailey and his dad who keeps on fixing his Land Rover. But that's another story.
Yeah.
Harry dreamt this up and he just said, you know, the rangers are the ones that need our support.
Yes.
These guys often trek unsupported 40Ks through the bush, tracking poachers, putting their lives on the line. So let's highlight their plight.
Yeah.
They don't earn a hell of a lot of money, but a lot of them do it for the passion.
Sure.
So that for Project Rhino and for Sports for Lives.
Yeah.
And then September I do something called Rhino Peak, which is for Endangered Wildlife Trust. So this year is a pure conservation.
Yeah, you're very busy.
Yeah, I've got to raise 80 grand, but I'm very lucky. I've had about 90,000 rands worth of prizes sponsored. So
oh, nice.
I'm running competitions on my socials at the moment. My favorite brand, Salomon.
Oh.
I've got a beautiful pair of running shoes, actually the shoes that I'm running Comrades in, if you buy a ticket for $100, you can get entered. I've got 90,000 rands worth of prizes all coming
now. So how exactly do people support so that you can raise the funds?
On all my socials, which are mostly Lucky Gordy, you can go on there in the bio. There will be a link. The money will go straight to the charity for whichever event. I was extremely lucky. I've hit my target for Comrades, so which means I run start further forward, which helps when you run as slow as I do. And I'm actually running with a deodorant can, believe it or not.
Okay.
A friend of mine's in a deodorant can, so you should be able to spot me. I think it's fantastic because I'm going to have millions of photos of me, but no one's going to know who's in the deodorant can. But Luke is my running buddy,
and
he doesn't stop talking, so it makes the run a lot easier.
Be a gas.
Oh, my word, that is fantastic. Okay, so we're going to be looking out for the deodorant can.
Oh, there's Gordy. Okay, he's next to the deodorant.
So I have to ask you that Comrades question again, right? So what are we looking for at here? Like, are we just finishing? I don't know about you. You're a competitive guy and you're fit, bro. So
look like you want to do a sub 10.
You want to do like a sub, bro.
Yeah, I know. Everyone loves an optimist. Thanks, guy.
What are you aiming for? What's your dream? What's the dream?
So my club, DHS Oldies, fantastic club. I love training with them this year. We had a predictions evening on Tuesday, and I put down 10:54. So,
okay.
But in all honesty, an 11:59:59 will be fantastic.
Yeah.
I haven't drunk alcohol in 70 days, and will hopefully be cracking my first beer straight after Comrades. So, yeah, that's 11:59:59 will be good, but realistically 10:54.
Nice. So Comrades is one of three. It's a triple whammy that Lucky Gourds is trying to achieve here and raising funds for a worthy cause. If you wanna reach out, just find him on social media under Lucky Gourdy, essentially, is where he's at. Durban's unofficial mayor, socialized social media content creator, joining us this morning. And we look forward to tracking your progress on Sunday's Comrades Marathon.
Thank you so much.
From 6 a.m. weekday mornings on East Coast Radio.